Welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. My name is Seth Juarez, and I'm here with Abhi to talk a little bit about some cool SQL Server stuff. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what do you work on?
So I work on the SQL tools team.
Okay.
And we are working on all kinds of tools for SQL, SSMS, command line tools. And in this exciting age, we're working on cross-platform as well.
Awesome. So we just released SQL Server for Linux, which was kind of crazy. What's been the reaction so far?
People love it. It's like it opens up like a door of so many things that were not possible with SQL before. So many different kinds of people in colleges and stuff, they can use it. And obviously, it's like a big step forward.
Awesome. So, but all the feedback, has it been good or has there been some weird feedback too?
Well, one of the things that was lacking was, you know, in Linux and Mac, command lines are very rich. And they have like a very good experience, but our existing command line solutions were not up to the par.
Okay. So tell, why don't you show us that? I want to see, because I'd love to show the before and after of what we've done.
Okay, cool. So as you know, the default command line tool that we've been using for over 20 years now is SQL CMD. And it's written in C++. And it worked on Windows, but we ported it over to Mac and Linux so that people can use it. So right now, I have a SQL Server running on a Docker container on my machine, and I'm going.
By the way, which is craziness, having SQL Server running on a Docker container. I mean, this is amazing.
Okay, and so I'm going to connect to my local Docker container, and I have my password set as an environment variable. So here you're connected to the database. And so I'm just going to type in a query. And you can see that there's no syntax highlighting. There's no IntelliSense. And so a simple query, select star from sys.database.
Okay.
And if I make a mistake, there is no way for me to go back and change it. So if I do go, it says, OK, that thing was a mistake. There's
Oops.
No way for me to go back and change that.
Right.
And so for big queries, that is going to be like very difficult.
Like imagine I did some crazy join,
yep.
You know, with inner select statements, and then I'm like, oh man, I forgot. I put a comma instead of
yep.
a dot. You're kind of hosed. You got to redo the whole thing.
Yep, exactly. And so right now, you know, this is the correct query, and I press go, and this is what we have right now, which is kind
not
of,
useful.
Yes.
to be short, right?
Yeah, and this is not encrypted. It's like it's literally not useful right now, where the width is just more, the number of columns, and so it just overflows. And you cannot use this tool very well for interactive scenarios.
Yeah.
And so this was one of the major feedbacks where we wanted something that had a rich experience. And a little history about this is we just went on the internet and we found this open source community called DBCLI.
Cool.
Which have like independent contributors, and they had tools for Postgres and for MySQL called PGCLI and MyCLI. And when we first saw it, we were like blown away. Like it was nothing like a command line interface I'd ever seen or my teammates. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to fork their code, and we wanted to get it working with SQL Server, and then we wanted to show it back to them. And we did that, and they actually loved it. And so now we are part of their organization. Our code is up on GitHub, and we have contributors as well.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, because generally what would happen like in the Microsoft of yesteryear was to be like, that's cool, let's rewrite it.
Mm-hmm.
Here we forked it,
yeah.
We made something great, and the community was like, this is amazing. We should have it all be part of the same community. And we're like, yay, everybody's happy.
Yes.
Flowers, rainbows, and unicorns. Now, I'd love to see what it looks like, though, because
okay.
I come from the time when there was no syntax highlighting in the command line
mm-hmm.
when I did databases. There was no auto-completion. And so I'm pretty excited to see what that looks like in the command line space.
Okay. So let's look at MS SQL CLI. Again, I have all the credentials and stuff as environment variables. So this is going to connect to the same Docker container. And so here you have the interface. Right at the bottom, you can see you have some nifty options as well.
Oh, that's amazing. And right away, you can see that this is open source.
Yes.
Because you forked from an open source repo.
Yes, and you can see where it lives on GitHub.
Cool.
And so I'm just going to press S. And as soon as I do that, there's a lot more stuff going on here. Like you have the keywords, it remembers the history of what you typed in before.
Stop. You had me at select, man. And the drop down. I mean, this to me is amazing.
We were blown away when we saw like command line interfaces like this. So I'm just going to go ahead and do select. Let's do name from sys.databases first. And if you remember, I pressed multi-line on, and there's a reason for that. So if you press enter and you just do this, this is how it looks, which is a simple one. It's just the name column.
And that's what I was used to when I did like MySQL stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like feeling I'm using like a database that I'm used to if I'm using like open source stuff.
Yeah. And let's just go and change this to what we did earlier for SQL CMD, which is let's see how it reacts when you have like a huge number of columns and what happens. So I'm going to execute this. And now you see, you remember the gibberish that
right.
you got with SQL CMD. So you have the columns here, and it obviously is overflowing off center. So you just scroll, and you can get scroll support right in the command
Dang.
Line. And so we have so many cool things that we just leveraged off of the community, and we made it work with SQL Server.
But and I also saw the interesting thing, and I don't know if we pointed this out, is that in your repo, it's actually not part of like a Microsoft
yes.
organization.
Yes, it is. We are now actually part of their organization instead of being part of Microsoft and asking them to come contribute to us. And that was something pretty amazing.
Awesome. Well, what else have you got? Because for me, I'm used to like having mm-hmm. to remember what tables were in there and everything.
Yep.
Can you give me a lap around some of the features that people might find interesting?
Of course. So I'm just going to do use. And obviously, it knows that use is used with databases. And for this demo, we're just going to use wide world importers.
And you don't have to do go anymore, just a semicolon will do it.
Yes, and that is only because we're in the multi-line mode. If we turn that off by pressing F3, mm-hmm. You can just execute it without any semicolon or anything.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
But the multi-line mode is useful for, I'll just show it to you right now. So let's do another select query. So, and then you press enter. So a lot of people want to like, you know, move to different lines.
And it's nice that it doesn't put it like all the way at the beginning of the W and you're
yeah.
just having to scroll
yeah,
over
exactly.
and look at it. Yeah.
And we will just do DBO dot, and again, it knows the context. So it mm-hmm. knows DBO schema has that that table. But if we do something like as alias, so we're just, you know, creating an alias for that, we can, as you can see, you can like use your keys to go up and down and navigate. And now if you do alias dot, it understands that alias was named as the table. So now it'll show you all the columns for that table.
That's amazing.
So I'll just go ahead and type in capital name and say country name. And then we execute it. And so now this time there are more countries than the length of the screen. So now we can just do
this.
It's
like doing a less command almost, it
feels
like.
Exactly, yes. And those are the pagers that we're using. Like we are using things that were provided by the community. And we've just inbuilt it into this command line experience.
That's cool. And then if you don't want to stop looking, just escape or whatever.
Yep, like Q will end that thing.
That's amazing.
But one amazing thing is, like I said, we remember the context. One more thing that we remember the context of is foreign keys. Like doing joins is generally, you know, it's confusing sometimes. And so let's see what happens if we do an inner join. And so just as you do inner join, it knows the foreign key constraints from this table to a field in another table, and it'll give you autocomplete on the join.
Dang.
And so if you had more tables with that column name, it would populate all, and then you can just choose what you want.
I see. So it knows all the foreign keys, so it knows yeah. what it could join to
exactly.
in a sensible
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And if you alias out tables, it knows about the alias as well, so it'll make a good informed decision.
That's cool.
So let's just do this, and then I'll go back and then just do I'll just choose something like, so this is the join from the other table. Mm-hmm. So now it's picking up that context. And so now here's your join. Like you took two things from one table, joined it on the country name, and then picked a column from the other table.
Man, this is amazing. I mean, like, I feel like if I would have had this years ago, it would have been super helpful for me. I mean, where were you a couple years ago, man?
I was in grad school.
Oh, good. Okay. So what other features do you have?
Okay. So all this is good for queries and, you know, if you're getting started with column names and schemas and you don't know much. But there's this special thing called special commands, okay, for lack of a better word. That's mm-hmm. what the community uses. And it makes your life much easier. So, for example, if you press a backslash, those are all the special commands. And they're supposed to make your life easier for day-to-day use. And if you just do /?, it'll show you the list of special commands there are. And for example, it's the same thing. So if we wanted to list out the databases that we did earlier, mm-hmm. we could just type LD, and this will list out the databases. It's a special command for listing out databases.
I see. Now, is this set of special commands something that the community has come up with? Can you expand it?
That is a great question. So we do provide some out-of-the-box special commands just to make your life easier to get going, but you can actually save your own queries as special commands, and we can go and demo that. So just as another example, if I want a list of tables, so if you do /L, it'll tell you this is the special command, and if I want tables with the name PEOP in there, we just do this, and it automatically figures out the query to run on the server side.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
And back to your question, mm-hmm. which is now, these are like out of the box solutions. What if I want to create my own? You remember that big query that we wrote?
Right.
So if we go all the way back here, we can actually save this as a named query, which is another special command. So I'm going to do SN, which is save this query. I'm going to give it a name, let's say my join. And then I'm going to press enter, and it saved this query as my join. And so now you can just go type N space, and it's going to show you all your saved named queries, and there is my join. So I press enter, and here's my join.
That's amazing. One of the other things I saw you did is you like cleared the command line, but then brought back what you
yes.
had before.
Yes.
And that, I mean, you ever type like a long thing and then you press the wrong and press up and it disappears? You're like,
Yep.
Is that something that's part of this command line?
Yes, it is. And you don't actually have to execute the query for it to go into memory. Like whatever you type is there. And even if you, by some mistake, you know, press something that takes you off, you can always go back and retrieve that.
Awesome. So, is special commands, can you do like deletes and reset? Like, for example, I used to teach database classes, and it mm-hmm. would have been nice to have a special command that would reset their database to the initial state so mm-hmm. they can try to do their homework, for example.
Sure. I mean, it's all up to you. If you have a query and you can parameterize your query, and then you can save those and pass in the parameters. And you can have whatever you want to do with them.
That's amazing. Any other features you want to shoot at us rapid fire as we close up?
One last thing.
Okay.
So let's just say for fun, we have like a list of countries. Let's just pick a spot for like random vacation. Okay, so we are going to Australia.
Nice.
But what if I wanted to know, like, what if I wrote this special command like way back, like 2 months back, and I don't exactly remember what this is doing? So we have a reverse search option. So you can do Control R, and then you can type SN random vacation, and it'll tell you that was the query that I was using, which was select top one.
Oh.
And then you can go back, and then you can change this query and save it again.
That's pretty cool. All right, so you've shown us a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to know is where can people go to find out more about this and how they can actually start to use it?
So as I said, it's open source, and we are part of the DBCLI org. If you just go to github.com/DBCLI/MSSQLCLI, mm-hmm. here it is. And if you go down in the README, this is how you can get it for all these distros. And you can, if you're part of GitHub, you can just come and contribute, and we accept pull requests.
Awesome. Well, this has been super amazing. I'm really impressed with this. It's going to revolutionize the way I thought of using the command line with databases, because I literally was screwing around with them for years. Mm-hmm. And this is amazing. Just the fact that it remembers what you typed to me is amazing, and all the other stuff. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, Abhi. Thanks so much for watching. This has been another exciting episode of Data Exposed, where we learned about new features in the SQL command line, MS SQL CLI. Nice shirt. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.